Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily.
We're trying a video for the first time. And yeah. We've
never done video, and it's like a different element.
It is a different element.
We'll see if we end up posting the video, but
yeah,
we'll see how it goes. But happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. What are the odds that Halloween is on a Thursday? There's so many holidays that are on a Thursday this year.
One in seven? I don't know.
I wasn't literally asking.
Trying to,
it is one in seven. But if you think about it, the 4th of July was on a Thursday because we didn't do an episode that day because it was a holiday. And now Halloween is on a Thursday. Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday. But I swear there's one more holiday this year that's on a Thursday. Is it Christmas? Is Christmas on a Thursday?
Let me look. Christmas is on a Wednesday this year.
Well, Christmas, I was going to say Christmas Eve.
Nope, that's not how it works. How it works, but
not that.
But today we're gonna talk about scary stories, tell some scary stories that people sent us. But before we start, what's your favorite Halloween costume?
Okay,
that you've worn.
I love Halloween.
Freaking bats.
I love Halloween. Halloween, when we did Halloween for ballet, we slayed. I can't believe I just used that word. We slayed.
Whoa, that just took me back to like 2012. Maybe not that far.
Some of our Halloweens were really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some of my favorite costumes have been couple costumes for me and Abe. And I was looking back at some. So there's this one where we were Karate Kid. That was a good one.
Oh, that is good. That is really good.
So funny. This one, so easy, so simple. We were yin and yang.
Okay, love it. Easy.
Just some felt dots and black and white.
Okay, both of those have an Asian theme.
I know. And we were like, we have to do the Asian theme forever, but it kind of stopped.
Forever. Abe is Japanese, by the way.
Yes,
Abe is. For people that are like, half, hello?
Half Japanese. So we had to do the
Asian. No, we just love Asians.
But I think my favorite was Elvis and Priscilla.
That one was so good.
That was so good.
Iconic. The hair.
But then last year we did, and a lot of people don't know this, the Sally O'Malley skit. And that was funny.
I didn't know it either. But we watched it. It's so funny.
What's your favorite?
Definitely Vector.
Yeah. And, I was going to say that was my favorite.
And Gru from Despicable Me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the best costume ever. And it's just funnier because I was so pregnant. It was literally 2 weeks before I gave birth.
Really?
Yeah. 18 days.
Whoa.
So a little over 2 weeks.
Like right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. On the 18th.
Weren't you November. Due on Thanksgiving?
Yes. I was due on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving baby.
Which was the 24th that year. So this was 2022.
Yeah.
But he came early on the 18th. So it was only 2.5 weeks after Halloween. I do remember feeling so pregnant on Halloween. Just so tired.
I love a good pregnant Halloween costume.
Yeah.
If I'm pregnant, like super pregnant on Halloween, I have to be an avocado. I have to do it.
You have to you have no other options.
No.
You have no other options. Love that.
Anyway, what were some other ones? Did you just say your one?
That's just, there's nothing else that compares.
I'm kind of excited for your costume this year.
Well, this year Jensen's costume honestly is amazing. Did you see it?
No.
I posted it today. I'll show you a picture. Because we just went to a little Halloween thing.
Uh-huh. Maybe I did see it, but I don't remember.
He's Yoda. So we're going to do Star Wars this year because I'm in my Star Wars era.
That is so cute.
Shout out to Caitlin who made him that hat.
Oh.
Caitlin's the only guest we've ever had on the pod.
That is hilarious.
So if you have listened to bad, crazy dating stories, you met Caitlin on the pod.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
It's crochet, not knit. Oh. There's a difference.
Okay. Hello.
It's like the difference between Pilates and yoga.
Is it that different?
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people think yoga and Pilates are the same thing, and they're very much not the same thing.
A lot of people think they're the same.
Yeah.
So, it's okay. Everybody makes mistakes.
Like lyrical and contemporary.
Yeah. Which, honestly, sometimes they are the same.
Those are very similar.
They cross over a lot.
They do.
Anyways, let's get into what we're actually talking about today, which is spooky stuff for Halloween. Spooky stuff. Drink break.
Can you hear the ice? I have a green matcha and a green ghost shirt. My green. Cute little ghosts. This video thing is weirding me out.
It's definitely different to have a video and not just audio.
I
don't know if
I like that I can see myself right now, you know?
Yeah, it is a little trippy.
I looked up some creepy facts. So I was on YouTube.
Okay, we're going to share some creepy facts.
Just looking up creepy things, and there was this guy. I'm sorry, I would give you credit if I remembered your YouTube page, but it's 50 creepy facts. I'm pretty sure is what the title of his YouTube thing was. And so we're going to tell you some of them.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, there are over 48,000 species of spiders on Earth. I hate spiders.
Mm-mm.
And the fact that there are that many kinds of spiders. The creepiest thing, though, about spiders is when they have a sack. I was going to say they're pregnant, but they're not pregnant. They have, like, an egg sack.
Ooh.
And then if you, like, step on it, or, like, have you ever seen videos of that? And then they crawl everywhere.
There's, like, thousands of them. Yeah, I don't like that.
Ew.
I don't like that. Okay, number two. The average person eats 5 grams of microplastics in a week. That's approximately one credit card. What? I'm eating a credit card every week?
I thought that one was more funny than anything.
That's not creepy. That's just
he compared
weird.
It to a credit card. But that is wild.
I gotta get rid of my plastic cutting boards.
Ooh,
I've had them for like
still have plastic
7
cutting
years.
Boards?
Yeah. Sorry.
I'll
get rid of them.
I need new cutting boards. Speaking of that, they smell like onion.
Let's go to TJ Maxx.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. Number three. Ancient Romans believed that drinking blood would let them absorb power. During gladiators' games at the Colosseum, members of the audience would rush into the field to drink the blood from the dead gladiators.
Ew.
Like they would get power. That one was also interesting to me because it seemed like that would be in a book.
Yeah. Blood and ash.
Yeah.
For sure.
Blood or Throne of Glass.
Ew. Number four. Refrigerators are magnetic because kids used to get locked into them and pass away.
Isn't that so sad?
Oh, you mean like how they close and open?
Yeah.
So you can open it from the inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really sad. That's terrible.
Yeah. Number five. If you get bitten by a human, you could go to...
Hello?
Does that mean should, not could? If you get bitten by a human, you should go to the hospital right away. If the bacteria from any person's mouth enters your bloodstream, it could kill you. I thought that was weird.
What?
I don't know if that's very credible, but speaking of bites, my dog
that's
bit me on
random.
The thumb. She hates when I brush her teeth. And so I was brushing her teeth and I put my thumb in her mouth to like pry it open. And then she just clamped down so hard and I couldn't get it out. So I had to like pull it out. Look at it. It's like a long line.
Moki. Ooh, that kind of looks like this. I cut myself open with my key. Yesterday, opening a box. Okay.
Battle wounds.
Wound.
I need to post that, so show everyone.
Number six. Kay. America's clearance rate for killing today is 64.1%, meaning there's a 1 in 3 chance police will never find your killer.
I kind of hate
cool.
that.
Cool.
Number seven.
Now, that also means you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting away with murder.
Yeah.
So.
Have you ever watched that show, How to Get Away with Murder?
Is that the one about the law firm?
Yes. Well, they're in school. They're in law school.
Yes. And then...
And it's like jumps timelines.
They accidentally kill somebody in her house.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while. But I did watch... I didn't finish it. But I watched a lot of that. So...
It's so good. That's one of my favorite series. Love it. Okay, where are we? Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
There are about 200 remaining hikers on Mount Everest.
Ooh, Mount Everest has to be haunted at this point.
I know. I feel like there would be a lot more than that, though. But there's probably not that many people that actually want to hike Mount Everest.
Mm-mm.
I wonder how many people have died on Angel's Landing in Zion's. I know there's like at least one a year.
But they'll die from like falling off, right?
Yeah. Because it's thin. If you don't know what Angel's Landing is, it is this hike in Zion's National Park, southern Utah. Absolutely gorgeous. Have you done it before, Emily?
Mm-mm.
That's right.
We were going to do it in June, but we didn't get our permits pulled.
Yeah.
Was it June?
Sometime.
May or June. Yeah.
Sometime around then. It's so freaking cool. But there's, at the very end of it, there's like a thin strip where you have to walk across, and there's a chain, like you can hold on to a chain.
Yeah.
So it's not like parapet on Fourth Wing. It's not like that. It's not as bad as that, but it is super thin and kind of scary.
Yeah.
And people will slip and die, but it's because they're kind of being dumb. It's like,
I was going to say, most of the people that die in those situations or hiking are people that like don't stick to the trail, or people always die at Stuart Falls every year, but it's because they're climbing the waterfall. And I'm like, let's not climb.
Yeah.
Because somebody dies every year at Stuart Falls.
Let's not be dumb. Let's be responsible hikers here.
Or just stay inside. Read a book.
Yeah. Just read about people climbing mountains.
Okay. Dogs like squeaky toys because it mimics the scream of their prey. Excuse me? Why'd you have to tell me that?
Just keep reading it.
They like to rip the squeakers out because as long as it still squeaks, they think it's alive. Fact-checking? Is that... Are we fact-checking this?
I didn't fact-check this. Just by the way.
We're not going to fact-check it. Just so everybody knows, don't take anything we say as fact.
These
pretty
are
much
just
ever.
For your entertainment. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. I don't like that.
But it kind of makes sense.
That's weird.
My dogs don't play with toys, so I can't relate. Okay, crows can remember faces. They can differentiate between humans that have been kind or mean to them, and they will pass this information on to other generations.
Okay. I love this subject.
Okay,
crows. I learned that recently because... Why did I learn that recently? I think I was researching things for, like, my writing or for, like, a book, and I thought that was really interesting. A lot of writers use crows, and a lot of like horror movies use crows, and they're very like symbolic because crows are just really intelligent and they never forget a face.
Yeah,
which is creepy. That now, is if you ever creepy. See a crow, you make eye contact. Just know
that you gotta crow, be nice to that crow, or else it's going to tell its children.
Yes, and its children will tell its children,
and then its children will tell its children.
Do do do. We're stupid. A lit candle causes approximately 15,000 house fires every year.
Uh-oh. Blow it out. Another reason why I don't use candles. Just kidding. There's probably a lot of other things that would cause a fire.
Yeah.
That I use.
I'm more scared of my dryer vent causing a fire than my candle.
Ooh. I need to clean those out.
I know, and mine's on the second story, so I'm like, how do I clean it out?
I don't know how to clean mine out either. That's something. Honestly, there are a lot of things that should be like an annual protocol at my apartment complex that they just don't do.
Hello?
It's like, weird. We've lived there for 3 years, and I don't think they've ever cleaned out our dryer vent. That's bad. That's really bad.
I mean, same.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've only lived here for a year and a half.
Maybe it's like something that you do every 10 years
but
or something. I don't know.
I think where we live, I'm supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, in a complex, that's different.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, like, that's our responsibility.
Yeah, because it's,
but it's on the second story. How am I supposed to...
I know.
From the inside? How do I... Someone tell me.
I think you have to clean it from the outside. That's probably something that you can hire somebody to come do.
Okay. Anyways.
Same. Speaking of that topic, you guys, have you ever deep cleaned your washer?
No. And I need to.
Because that stuff is disgusting. Ooh. Also, whoever thought that front loaders were a good idea? Top loaders are where it's at.
Really? I have a top loader.
Yes. Front loaders, they get gross. So much more gross than...
They get mold pretty front loaders, easily. Not top loaders. Because, like, the front bottom part gets moisture. We cleaned ours
out because it was leaking. Like, there was a whole gallon of water leaking during this load that I was washing. Oh, and I yelled at Abe. I was like, Abe, the washer is leaking. And I got a bunch of towels. Like, I had at least two or three towels. And that wasn't even enough.
Ooh.
It was so much water.
You gotta report that, girl, to your apartment complex. Okay,
I reported it on Monday, and they still haven't come. And I'm like, this is, water damage.
Yeah.
Like, this is priority. But anyway, we cleaned it out, and there was a bunch of hair in there clogging it, so it couldn't, totally drain.
Oh.
And the amount of gunk and stuff, like, in that rubber part.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was disgusting.
It's gross.
It was so disgusting. Ew. So bad.
I need to clean my washer. And it's not just
from us.
Do you clean your dishwasher?
Yeah. Like the filter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That thing gets gross,
That thing gets gross. And a lot of people don't know that their dishwasher has a filter.
Yeah.
So I do clean that. You can also clean your whole dishwasher by running a cycle with baking soda and vinegar. Do you do that?
Or put some lemons in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
And your garbage disposal. Clean that thing out, too.
Is it your turn?
What number are we on?
11.
Yeah, I'll go. Your eyes still move after you're passing for about 15 to 30 seconds.
Mm-mm. Don't like that.
That's not that long,
So that though. Means, I bet people probably still think that people are alive. I've never seen someone die, though.
Yeah. Well, and I guess your brain goes for a little bit longer, too. I don't know how long, but it, replays your whole life, basically.
Oh, that's weird. After you die?
Yeah. What's that
saying? So do we get to see that? Or just your brain?
Just your brain. Okay. Wait, no. You yourself.
Yeah. Well. So, after I die, am I going to see my whole life?
Probably.
Flash before my eyes?
Yeah, that's the thing I was trying to think of.
Through, do you think?
Probably.
Interesting.
You're flying.
If you've ever died, heaven. Let us know in the comments. Drop a comment below.
Can people comment on Apple Podcasts and Spotify?
No, but they can on YouTube.
That's funny.
Number 12. Watching TV for more than 2 hours a day can shorten your life expectancy by 1.4 years. If you watch TV for 6 hours a day, you might die 5 years sooner than you would naturally. What about looking at your phone? Because I definitely don't watch 2 hours of TV a day.
Yeah, if it's looking at your phone, I'm dying 20 years sooner.
Yeah. If it's how many hours a day you look at TikTok, Shelby's gone. Oh, Shelby's gone in a few years.
I'm dead in 2 years. That's so bad. But I'm also how do they test this stuff? How do they get these statistics?
There's a lot of elements that go into these
statistics. Why can't I say that?
You okay?
No.
Just having a stroke.
Statistics. Statistics.
Yeah. Good job.
I think I said it normal the first time.
Doubted yourself. You're why does that sound weird?
Drink break.
Every episode you have a word that you're why does that sound weird?
That's so true.
Last week it was
wound.
And there was one other one.
Addict.
Dustpan. You're right. Dustpan?
I'm still confused. Is it just the thing you sweep it into, or is it everything? Like the little sweeper and the pan?
Well, the broom is the sweeper.
Okay.
But the dustpan is
the pan.
The
dustpan.
The dustpan is the dustpan.
Okay, so is there a word for all of it combined?
A broom. I don't know.
A dustpan broom combo.
Literally, what's happening? Literally, what is going on?
No.
Okay, oh, no. Let's get on to today's episode topic,
let's move on.
Which is scary stories. Ooh. And I'm excited because I personally have some good ones. So we each collected 3 or 4 mm-hmm. that we haven't told each other, and we're going to share them right now. And some of them, guys, if you get spooked easily, like, these are...
They're creepy.
I've got some pretty spooky, scary stories, so I'm excited.
Should I go first? Because one of mine is technically my own. And I feel like yours might be better than mine.
No, let me tell this one really short.
Okay. You go first. Oh, because you have more than me. Because
I have more.
Huh?
Okay. My friend, I was just talking to my friend the other day, and she was like, yeah, so one time I was driving home really late at night. It was like 3 a.m. because I was watching a movie at a friend's house. We watched a scary movie, and I was at a stoplight, and there was nobody around anywhere. And across the way, there was 2 houses, and something ran in between the houses. And she was like, it was so weird. It was on all fours. It kind of looked like a gorilla, but it was all black, like not a human.
Ew.
But in Orem. Like, she wasn't out in the middle of nowhere where there's, like, wild animals. Like, she was just here in town.
It's from Skinwalker Ranch.
And so she was like, that was weird. That was creepy. Fast forward, I don't know, a month or two. She's with her family in Arizona. And she's in the backseat not paying attention. All of a sudden, her dad or mom that was driving starts freaking out. And they're like, what was that? And she didn't see it, but they described it as exactly the same way she described this thing that she saw a few months earlier. They're like, it looked like a gorilla. It was on all fours. It was all black. And it sprinted. And they don't know where it went. So they're like, I don't know where it came from. And then they were just in open road, like open fields. And it just, they were like, where did it go? They didn't see where it had come from. And they didn't see where it had ended up.
Ew.
But I have a theory.
Okay. Me too. It came from a portal from a book and then went back through the portal.
Great theory.
Okay, let's hear yours.
My theory is it's Cotton Eye Joe.
Wait, who's that again?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
That and not Bigfoot?
That's my theory. It's Cotton Eye Joe.
Ew.
That whole story was just a setup for that joke, and you didn't even laugh at it. No, I was just setting it up for that joke. That was a real story. My friend legit told me that story the other day.
Ew.
And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, Cotton Eye Joe. And then I laughed at myself because I thought it was funny. But you didn't laugh, so.
I think the listeners will laugh. Because I'm a little spacey in the head sometimes.
Just like, oh, Cotton Eye Joe. Okay, Emily, if you laughed, drop a comment.
I was trying to think of who Cotton Eye Joe was, and then I was like, that was bad.
Okay, tell your story.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, this isn't like... Well, I guess it is a scary story, but it's not like a ghost story or anything.
That's okay.
So, and if anybody can help me figure out what's going on, that would be much appreciated. I have these weird things. I call them night terrors, and it's kind of like sleep paralysis.
Those things are scary.
So, you know how when someone gets sleep paralysis, like, they're awake, but they can't move, and they can, like, see visions sometimes? So mine's mm-hmm. like that, but I'm not awake. I'm like, it's almost like I'm half awake, half asleep yeah. still, and I can move.
Mm-hmm.
And another weird thing is I sometimes will like walk in my sleep or talk in my sleep.
Mm.
So then I start seeing these weird visions, and I'll see like the craziest stuff. It started with spiders. So usually it's like, there's a giant spider web above me, and then I'll like wake up and try to like grab it.
Ooh.
And then I'll fully wake up and it's not there anymore.
You have arachnophobia.
Yeah. No, I seriously do. It's so bad because it's spiders most of the time.
Well, sorry, I'm interrupting your story, but remember when I told you that one time we were laying in bed and then I look up and there's a spider right above me on the mm-hmm. ceiling, and it's kind of big. And my head is right underneath the vent. And Dallin goes, oh, it probably just came from the vent. And then I started freaking out. I was like, why did you tell me that? Because now every night I'm going to look at that vent and be like, spiders are going to come out of that.
Yeah.
And they're going to like, right on my face. Because it's right above my face.
Probably eat them.
Stop. At night. Shut up. Shut up. Right now. Keep going.
So I usually see spiders. Sometimes like super big ones, sometimes just like massive spider webs, or sometimes there's like tiny ones like crawling in the bed, like mm-hmm. all sit up. And one time there was like tiny red bugs, spider thingies in the bed, and I was like scrambling around. Ooh. Like go away, go away. And then I fully wake up and they all just disappear, like they dissipate. Ooh. And I'm like, wait, what just happened? But the scariest thing that I've seen is I was halfway awake, halfway asleep in this weird, like, trance, night terror trance, whatever. And I turn over, and there's a face, like, right next to my bed. Mm-mm. And it was kind of, like, halfway smiling. Mm-mm. And then I just instantly freaked out and put the covers over my head. And then I fully woke up. And then I, like, undid the covers, turned on my light. There was nothing there. It freaked me out.
Ooh.
I hate when I see, like figures or faces. That was the only time I've seen, like, a clear face. And it was, like, kind of white, but, like, dark because it was in the dark. But it almost was like it was illuminated somehow. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Well, maybe I'll tell the story I have about sleep paralysis next. Somebody sent me a story.
Okay.
And it involves sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Should I tell that one next?
Yeah.
It's creepy. Okay. My friend sent me this story, and I've been to her house. I've hung out there, and I've been in her basement and hung out in her basement. So this like story kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's mostly about her husband, and we're going to call him E.
Okay.
Okay. E has had night hallucinations since he was 14. Since we've been married, he has one almost every night. They increase with stress and sugar intake. They're different than night terrors, where he's fully awake and sees things that he is 100% convinced is real. There have been times he's thought there were bombs in the bed and ran out of our house. He sees a giant spider crawling around, so he flips on all the lights and rips the covers off the bed.
See, this is exactly what I see. Like, yeah. It's so real.
Yeah.
And you're, like, half awake, half asleep. Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
He's gotten up to pet the laundry basket thinking it was our cat. Those are common ones. But when we first moved into our 100-year-old home 2 years ago, the dreams changed. The first incident, E had fallen asleep on our couch in our living room after a movie. He was out cold, so I went to our bed in our room. He told me he had sleep paralysis, opened his eyes, and saw a figure who he said looked just like me but couldn't make out the face, standing in the doorway staring at him. He couldn't move or say anything and felt it move behind him. He snapped out of the sleep paralysis, got off the couch, and the figure went away. He didn't really feel spooked by it till the next morning when he asked if I came in to check on him at 1 a.m. and I said no. A couple of nights later, E woke up in the middle of the night with chills. He looked into our closet across from the bed and saw that what he described as a tall figure facing away from him. He tried to go back to sleep but was awoken with pressure on his legs. When he opened his eyes, he said he saw handprints on the blanket slowly moving up his legs.
I have the chills.
He freaked out and kicked it off, but once he laid back down, it started to happen again. He kicked it off one more time and jumped out the bed. Somehow, he was able to go back to sleep after all of that. He hadn't told me this one yet, or we'd be long gone from the house. I also somehow slept through that whole thing. The final big incident was around 3 a.m. I woke up and looked over at E, who was kind of grunting in his sleep. I touched his arm to make sure he was okay and felt huge goosebumps. He then grabbed the windowsill right behind his bed and started to shake. It stopped all of a sudden and he fell right back to sleep. Obviously, I was freaked out, so I said a little prayer and somehow went to sleep too. The next morning, I asked him about it, and he had no memory. This was all over the course of about 2 weeks, and in between, he had multiple sleep paralysis experiences, which he hasn't had since his mission 6 years ago. In those, he described feeling like something was sitting on his chest. When we looked it up, I guess it's a common thing some people call witch on your chest during sleep paralysis. Ooh. Anyway, obviously we were getting pretty freaked out. Like I said, we had just moved in and hadn't yet blessed our house. So the day after the weird seizing thing E had, we blessed the house and haven't had an issue since. They say old homes with unfinished basements have a high chance of being haunted, so we're totally convinced it was. Also, when you look back on Google Maps around 2001, it looks like there used to be a headstone right under our bedroom window outside. No idea what was buried there, but we think that's what was haunting us.
What?
Yeah.
So they weren't told if somebody was buried there or died there or no. Anything.
Ew. It totally was haunted, huh? Because it stopped right after they blessed the house.
Yeah.
Which is, like, very similar to a story you're going to tell. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, these two stories happen in the same city. Mm-hmm. And this city has a lot of old homes.
Yeah.
And they both had unfinished basements when they moved in.
Yeah. That's one of the big reasons why my husband doesn't want to buy a
but old I home. Love old homes. Yeah. Like, that's, like, my dream to buy a 100-year-old home and fix it up.
Yeah. You can just bless it, I guess. Ooh, yeah. That's so weird. Should I tell the one that?
Yeah, tell the one that's similar. We'll go on a roll here.
Okay. Okay. I grew up in a house that was built in 1906. My parents have added on to the house a couple of times, but the original house only had two bedrooms upstairs and the master on the main level. When I was pretty young, maybe like 8 or 9, my sister moved home from college for the summer. I was sleeping in one of the original upstairs bedrooms and she slept in the other. One night, she woke up and she saw a little girl who she thought was me at the end of her bed. She asked what I was doing in her room. When she got no response, she asked again, and she said that the little girl stood up and walked into her closet. She got up and turned on the light, and no one was there. I was still asleep in the room next door. Later in the year, her boyfriend, now husband, rather than driving back to his apartment really late in the evening, spent the night on my parents' couch upstairs. He woke up in the night and saw a short woman was looking at him at the top of the stairs. After a few beats of looking at each other, she turned her head and walked down the stairs. He was so creeped out that he ran to my brother's room and slept in their top bunk bed. Neither one of them told anyone those stories for about a year, and when they finally realized that those things happened to both of them in such a short span of time, my dad decided to bless the house and ask her to leave. There have been no further sightings. One of the funny things about this ghost, who we assume was maybe the same person being a short female, is that when my sisters were a lot younger in high school, they made a fake grave marker in the creepy crawl space in our basement to prank and scare their friends' boyfriends. They would call the girl buried there Dead Anne. Once we found out our house had actually been haunted, we called our little ghost Dead Anne.
Oh my gosh.
Weird.
That's funny because I always thought that they made that grave after that those stories.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't a real grave.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But I thought anyways, that's funny.
Yeah.
We've also been in that house.
Yeah.
So we've been in a few haunted houses, I guess.
Liked to prank some people.
Okay. Next story. This is a story one of my family members told me the other day.
Okay.
Here we go. I was visiting my friend in Seattle. She lived in a really old apartment building and she was going to be bartending until late, probably 2 or 3 a.m. She said I could just sleep in her bed. For some reason, I felt very unsettled in her apartment. After I went to sleep, I had a dream. I was in her apartment building, but at the top of the stairs, going down into the foyer with the mailboxes. There's red velvet carpet on the stairs. I was standing at the top of the stairs in my dream and saw a little girl at the bottom. The dream was very vivid. The girl was wearing a white dress and looked Victorian.
Why is it always a little girl and in a white dress
and Victorian?
Always.
Yeah. All of a sudden, she yelled, "Run," and pointed behind me. I looked behind me, and an older woman in a gray dress was sprinting down the stairs at me. So I sprinted down the stairs and grabbed the little girl, and then I woke up. The next day, I was talking to my friend about it, and she started Googling, and we immediately found a story of a mother that had killed her daughter in the apartment building in the early 1900s.
Oh, no.
The picture of the little girl looked like the girl I saw in my dream.
Ew, what? That is so creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
So it was just a dream, but...
That gave me the chills. Have you ever seen Nightmare on Elm Street? It's like a classic horror film.
It's a Twilight Zone, right?
No. It's like Freddy Krueger with the
burnt
face. And like the red.
What it is, but I don't know if I've actually seen it.
It's so good. We watched it, Abe and I, for the first time the other day. Ooh. And I was like, I love horror films so much. How have I never seen this? Like, it was so good. But it's about, like, they have nightmares about this guy, Freddy Krueger. And like, multiple people are having the nightmare about this same man. Ooh,
the same nightmare.
And there's like a backstory with him and stuff. So it's kind of similar to that story that you just shared.
Interesting. Ooh, creepy. Nightmares.
Creepy crawlies. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I was hanging out with my friend and their basement was unfinished. So they had
What is it about unfinished basements?
I don't know.
Well, that's the first time, sorry to interrupt, but that's the first time I'd heard, like, that friend that sent me the story about their house. She said, like, unfinished basements are more likely to be haunted. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know where that information comes from, but I'm like, ooh. I mean, they've always been creepy.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was anything more than just looking a little creepy. But yeah. I guess there's something to it.
There is something to it. So it had the wood bars on the ceiling. We played a game where we hung a sheet from the ceiling and one person would be on one side of the sheet and would throw it up while the other person was on the other side of the sheet trying to hide and not be spot. And if they were spotted, they would have to run out before the other person pulled the sheet down. So it was my turn to throw the sheet up and my friend went to go hide and I gave her 2 minutes to hide while I faced away from the sheet. After she said she was ready and her voice was pretty quiet, so I was expecting her to be far away. But when I turned around, there was a shadow of this girl. Again, a little girl. A girl in a dress or nightgown or something that I thought it was my friend. So I was like, dude, what are you doing? Stop scaring me. You're scaring me. And I heard her voice from far away saying, what do you mean? And then I see another shadow walk up to the sheet and pull it up. And that one was my friend. And she came out. So there was a ghost or something in that basement that made a shadow of a little girl in a dress with messy hair. And its head was slightly tilted.
Mm-mm.
Weird. I was like, that does not sound like a fun game. Like, no.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Crazy.
Okay.
I have one more story that I had researched. Okay. So it's a celebrity ghost story. And it's actually really creepy.
Okay. Are you ready? I have one more story too.
This is about Britney Spears and Brittany Murphy. And it's about a haunted house. So Britney Spears bought and lived in this house on Sunset Plaza. I'm not sure exactly when, so but...
California?
Yes.
Sounds like a California
street. In L.A., I believe.
Okay.
Or in Hollywood or something like that. Julianne Kay was her makeup artist, and so they spent a lot of time together, and she was at the house a lot, up until 2004. Julianne and Brittany both agreed that the house was weird and off, like they just felt weird about the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brittany and Justin Timberlake broke up, as well as around the same time Brittany lost a family member. So Julianne had somebody come to the house and do a Reiki healing session on her in the house. I don't know a lot about Reiki healing sessions.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I don't know a lot, but yeah. I don't know if I would trust
that. It's kind of what do they say? It's like a spiritual.
It's like an energetic
healing or an energy thing. Healing.
Yeah.
Brittany believes that that session. Brittany believes that that session opened up the door to some bad spirits who supposedly were, like, she would see a couple, a man and a woman fighting, and they supposedly tried to push her down the stairs, and so she left that night and stayed in a hotel and never went back to her house, and put it on the market. Like, after that incident, she never backed the house. Okay, the story's not over, but I do understand that this whole story could be linked to mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
But just wait, okay? We're going to keep going. Brittany Murphy, she's another actress. Okay. She buys the house. And she was married to a guy named Simon. Brittany Murphy was found in the bathroom. Wait. Brittany Murphy was found in the bathroom unconscious one night. The paramedics brought her to the hospital where she died.
Okay.
So she didn't die in the house. She was found in the house. Apparently the bathroom was like the one place in the house where she felt safe. She also did not like the house.
Mm-hmm.
But she said the bathroom was the one place she liked. And she was found there unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Died in the hospital. She didn't like the house. She never wanted to stay there. And she often stayed in the hotel. 5 months later, her husband, Simon, was found dead in the house.
What?
And they say it was pneumonia and anemia is what they linked his death to.
What?
But, like, why was he not in the hospital if he had pneumonia, you know?
Yeah.
They did find heavy metals in Brittany Murphy's body. Don't know what that means.
She, like, try to overdose?
It could have been an overdose. It's, like, very unclear, honestly, what happened.
Ooh.
So, my conspiracy about this is that the house is cursed or whatever.
Yeah.
And it drove Britney Spears mad. Because you know how she's a little cuckoo?
Yeah.
And a lot of people blame it on...
She's a little cuckoo.
People blame it on mental illness or drugs
mm-hmm.
or both. But what if... It was the house that drove her crazy.
Oh my gosh. What the?
And then the house killed the next Brittany and her husband. It's like Hill House.
That would make so much sense. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Like, people think you're crazy or like a drug addict. The house makes
you go mad.
But you really are just haunted by a house that you lived in.
Ooh.
The other theory that's out there is that you remember that couple that Britney Spears says she saw fighting?
Uh-huh.
What if that was like flash forward to the future to Brittany Murphy Brittany and Simon?
Whoa.
A young couple.
What?
Were fighting and tried to push her down the stairs. What if it was Brittany and Simon?
Whoa. That is... Oh, I like... Yeah. I believe that stuff. Do you like actually believe in ghosts?
I do. I definitely believe that people see... I mean, especially because these stories that we're sharing, like, these are people we know personally.
Yeah.
And although I guess it was, like, in their dreams or in a sleep paralysis,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I definitely believe that spirits and, like, can have energies. And...
I believe in ghosts. Well, I for sure believe in spirits.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
Yes.
And I... like ghosts or whatever are mm-hmm. just bad spirits, but also I don't know if they are all bad, you know, like some of these stories, like they're not, well, that house, they probably are some
bad spirits in there,
but like some
creepy.
Of these stories, it's like they're not necessarily harming
people, they're
just
people, kind of there
just creeping people out,
right?
Ooh, that's so weird.
Yeah,
it's so weird. Okay, I have one more story.
Okay.
I was walking from babysitting. Also, babysitting is another thing that's so just creepy, you know? Anyway.
Babysitting is creepy.
Babysitting
you
is creepy.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Well, there's so many, like, creepy babysitting stories, you know?
I mean, you have that... Well, it wasn't creepy. Just when you got locked out or the kids locked themselves, your sister's kids locked themselves in the bedroom.
That was terrible.
I would have been sobbing. That's so stressful.
It was so terrible. Ugh. Anyway, I know there's creepy things that happen when people babysit, but this one was after. Okay, so she was walking home from babysitting, and it was around 10:30, and she's it's a 5-minute walk, so it wasn't too long. And about 2 minutes after I left, I started to hear a whistle. And it was like a tune, but I didn't know what tune. I didn't think anything of it. I just thought a neighbor was out. And so I stopped and looked around, and no one was there, but the whistling didn't stop. That's another thing that's like, in the middle of the night, whistling. Ugh. Like, can you just not be creepy for a second while you're taking a walk at 10:30 p.m., please?
Yeah, let's not whistle.
Anyway. So I started to walk home a little faster because the whistling wasn't getting quieter and I was getting scared. And when I was on my street, I ran home and locked my door. And 3 seconds later, I heard a loud knock on my door. So I ran upstairs and locked myself in my room because no one was home, and I kind of just ignored it and stayed in my room. I called my friend, but when my parents got home, I told them what happened and asked them to check our Ring camera, and no one was at the door. You just saw me run inside of the house. So she ran inside the house and then like heard that. A bang 3 seconds later.
Mm-mm.
And no, they didn't see anything on the Ring camera.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Chills. We love spooky stuff. I love spooky stories.
I do too. And the other day, why did I say that like that? I just gave myself the egg.
It wasn't bad.
The other day I was talking to some of my friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, does anybody have scary stories? But one of my friends was like, I don't like telling scary stories because I believe it, like, opens up opportunities.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never experienced that yet, and I love telling scary stories, but maybe there's something to it. So maybe. If this is our last episode ever.
You know why.
At least we got video of it. Cotton Eye Joe's going to come for you.
Cotton Eye Joe. Oh, or that creepy skinwalker gorilla thing. Ew.
Ew.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Anyways.
Or my night terrors. My night terrors will come for me still. Someone please help me figure out what's going on.
I had that happen to me when I was really little, and I still remember it very vividly. Like, sleep paralysis. Where it's like, you are dreaming, I think, but you're in your bed and you can just see your room, so it feels very real.
Yeah.
But I remember just like being in my bed and looking over, and my door was open, so there was some light in the hallway, and I just remember like a very dark, a shadow figure. Mm-hmm. But it's actually kind of funny because it kind of looked like a little penguin, like cartoon character. So it was like kind of cute.
Uh-huh.
But then it got creepy because it like walked into my doorway, and I just remember it so vividly.
Uh-huh.
Little shadow dude. And then like, I think there was a trash can, a small trash can by my door. And then it like went behind the trash can and then like peeked out at me. And I just remember it so vividly. I'm like, what
is weird. That?
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. I have
weird sleep paralysis.
On the back of our door, I have like my long winter coat that I wear in the winter to take my dogs out to go to the bathroom. And sometimes I'll wake up and think that it's like a person. And I'm always like, no, please no.
No, no. I'm surprised I haven't been spooked by my mannequin at night.
I've been spooked during the day by your mannequin.
I gotta get rid of it. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been spooked by it in the middle of the night.
The glasses on it now.
The glasses are funny.
Why? You need to get the glasses with a nose and put it on there. So it's like a whole face.
Yeah, love it. Well,
anyway,
that's it for our scary stories.
What you thought of this episode, and give us a follow at eb.pod. Mm-hmm. That's a B as in bagel.
B as in boo.
B as in boo.
We're are stupid. Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Like and subscribe.
Send us pictures of your costumes.
This is our last Halloween episode.
Yeah.
So.
What a fun month. Let us know what you want us to talk about on the pod.
Yep.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay. Bye.